We had a robust early voting program during our campaign in 2021, and it's a critical part of the 2023 midterms. And so SecureYourVoteVirginia.com is open to everybody. I encourage Virginians to come to the website, make a plan to vote early. You can register for a permanent absentee ballot. You can request a mail-in ballot or just find out where you can vote early. So I encourage everybody, go to SecureYourVoteVirginia.com and make a plan to vote early.
Meanwhile, there's a stalemate in the Virginia General Assembly over the state's $3.6 billion surplus. Democrats want that money to go toward things like teacher pay, raises, and mental health. Republicans want things like tax cuts. Will you call lawmakers back to Richmond so a deal can be reached?
Well, the good thing is this isn't an or moment, it's an and moment. We can do both. Last year, we had $4 billion in tax reductions and a record investment in education and law enforcement and mental health. And we can do the exact same thing this year. And my frustration is around that whole idea of having to push it into an either or. There's a $3.6 billion surplus on top of the $4 billion in tax reductions last year. The state is doing incredibly well, and we can reduce taxes further and make record investment in education and law enforcement and behavioral health. We can do this. I'm hoping that the legislature, both the House and the Senate leadership, will come together and we can reach a deal. This is something that Virginians deserve. It's crazy that we're here in July and don't have this done. You know, as you know, we don't have a government shutdown issue here, but this could have been done last January or February. We got to put petty politics down and stop playing the or game and recognize that we can get it all done for Virginians.
And as you know, the crowd of Republicans running for president is pretty large, and former President Trump, though, is far ahead in the polls. Do you support his candidacy, and is there any room for any more candidates?
Well, as I've said many times, we're focused in Virginia on 2023. We have our midterms. Virginia's midterms are this year, and these are hugely important. The entire House, entire Senate is up. I'm incredibly pleased with the progress we're making. You know, our economy is really moving. You may have seen CNBC ranked us number 2 in the nation as best place to do business. We've had record job creation. We have a 10-year high in labor participation and a 50-year high in the size of the labor force, 175,000 more jobs than just 18 months ago. So I'm really pleased with what's going on in Virginia. We have great momentum. I'm looking forward to the midterms in November and putting it to the voters.
I know
this
you're
is
focused
a moment for Virginia to really accelerate even further than we have.
Yeah, I know you're focused on Virginia, but you haven't closed that presidential door yet. So what's your timetable? I mean, the clock is ticking here.
Well, that's the truth. And while people are running around, you're running for president in Iowa and New Hampshire, I'm in Virginia, and this is where I should be. As I said, I'm excited about what's happening in the Commonwealth, and we're doing great things. And that's why this is such an important time to keep Virginia moving as quickly as we can. And that's where my focus is.
I mean, I hear a couple of presidents have come from Virginia.
Well, you know what? At the end of the day, Virginia leads. And I think that's what we've been doing over the course of the last 18 months is leading. We've been leading economically. We've had great breakthroughs on education. Our lab school initiative is just roaring. I'm so excited about the choice within the public school system that's now being presented. I'm really excited about our behavioral health plan. Our right help right now rollout to fundamentally transform the way we're supporting Virginians in behavioral health will lead the nation. That's why I need a budget. We need to get this budget done. As I said, it is an and moment. There's not an either or situation here. There's plenty of money in the system for us to fund behavioral health, fund education, fund law enforcement, and reduce taxes. That's why we need to get this budget done. Virginia's in such a great place. There's no reason why we should have this political crossroads when we can all be holding hands, moving together, and making Virginia even better.
Well, thanks again for talking with us, Governor.
Great to be with you. I wish everybody a blessed day. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
All right. That is Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin.